This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Reminder number two, tomorrow inshallah, obviously, there is an eclipse. Al-Kusuf, Kusuf al-Shams. And this happened at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when it happened at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as in the hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam feared that it was Yawm al-Qiyamah. Because on the day of judgment, the sun will be blocked and will go out. The light of the sun will go out on the day of judgment. The moon will be removed. So these are signs of the hereafter. And why does Allah, some people say, oh, that's a natural phenomenon. Well, everything is a natural phenomenon. We are a natural phenomenon, right? So what's special about saying it's a natural phenomenon? No, these are signs from Allah. This is the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah causes this to happen for what? As a reminder for us. As a reminder for us. This is a reminder of the day of judgment. And this is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he saw the khusuf or the kusuf, the eclipse, he would rush to the masjid and he commanded the muaddin to say, As-salatu jami'ah, to call out in Medina, As-salatu jami'ah, come to the congregational prayer. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam prayed two rak'ah. And inshallah, we plan tomorrow to do the same. We plan to do the same. When does the Salatul Kusuf or Khusuf start? As soon as you realize it is happening, you should start. Why? Because you come in fear. You come begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for mercy and for protection. It's not like Muslims believe, oh, you know, when an eclipse happens, some weird things are going to be there. No, that's not. It's just we don't know. We live in a world that is under the control of Allah. And Allah can choose to do whatever He wants with His creation. We don't know when Allah is going to bring destruction to the wrongdoers because of the corruption they brought about on earth. We don't know. We don't know. The physics and the chemistry of the world is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we always rush to Allah, asking Him for help and acknowledging our mistakes, our shortcomings. We're asking Allah for pardon. We're asking Allah for forgiveness. And we're asking Allah for protection. So that's the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam rushed. So inshallah, tomorrow, what we're going to do, we have Salatul Dhuhr. Then inshallah, we have a janazah of one of our mothers, one of our older sisters. May Allah have mercy on her. Make dua for her. May Allah accept her in this month and make her from those that He frees from the hellfire. So there will be janazah. Pretty much after the janazah moves smoothly and leaves to the cemetery, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, then we will have the salah. How long does the salah go? Allah knows, but the Prophet ﷺ, when he prayed it long. The thing is, now we know when the eclipse will be over. At the time of the Prophet ﷺ, they didn't know. They had no clue when it was going to happen and when it was going to end. But the scholars, generally speaking, they say the salah should be long. And number two, it doesn't have to last until the eclipse is over. When the companions were asked, how long did the Prophet ﷺ recite? I believe it was Abdullah ibn Umar. He said the Prophet ﷺ recited was what was equivalent to Surah Al-Baqarah. To Surah Al-Baqarah. So inshallah, as the janazah moves on and leaves smoothly, we're going to start the salah. We will start the salah, and Salatul Al-Kusuf is sunnatun mu'akkada. An emphasized sunnah. It's not a wajib. It's not a wajib. It's not an obligation. But it's an emphasized sunnah. It's highly recommended sunnah. So everyone is invited. And this doesn't happen that much. So it's an opportunity to perform this sunnah and to pray it bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. So inshallah, then after the janazah, we will pray Salatul Al-Kusuf bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. And how long will it start? I would just say an estimate, a rough estimate, from 1 hour to 1 hour 20 minutes. Good, Sheikh? Around that time, inshallah ta'ala. Around that time, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. How is the salah? It's two rak'ah. And it is jahri, like loud. The recitation the imam recites loud. It is pretty much like any two rak'ah with one main difference. In every rak'ah, how many ruku' do we have? First rak'ah, how many ruku'? No, in salah, normal salah. We make ruku' once. How many times we make sujood? Two sujood, right? Salatul kusuf is different in the sense there is two ruku' in the same rak'ah, and two sujood. So the difference is there is two ruku', one extra ruku', but with a catch. So when we recite Fatiha, a surah, the imam will go for ruku' and people will follow. And it is recommended for this ruku' to be long. So tomorrow it's going to be longer than usual. Longer than usual. We're not going to do it as a show so that, oh yeah, we did something. No. We will try to emulate the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ as much as possible. People who feel tired, you can sit down. You can sit down in the salah, no worries. Pray while seated. That's fine. But don't complain, say it's long. We're not going to make it as long as obviously as at the time of the Prophet ﷺ, but we'll try our best bi-idhnillahi ta'ala to get as close as possible. So after the ruku', the imam will say, سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَهُ رَبَّنَا وَلَكَ الْحَمْدُ. Then the imam will recite Surah Al-Fatiha and recite more Qur'an. After the ruku', then when he's done, he'll go for ruku' again. Then سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَهُ رَبَّنَا وَلَكَ الْحَمْدُ. Then he will go for sujood. First ruku' and second ruku'. So what is extra? The extra is, after the ruku', there is more recitation, and then comes the second ruku'. Fine? So roughly aim for about, let's say, an hour, 20 minutes, bi-idhnillah ta'ala, around this time. Around this time, bi-idhnillah ta'ala, it's great to take part in the sunnah, bi-idhnillah, and it's hopefully, inshallah, we get the reward since it's even in Ramadan. Any quick questions? Quick, very quick questions. Can it be done at home? I don't know. The Prophet ﷺ prayed it at the masjid, so I'm not sure. I don't know if it can be done. If any of the mashayikh know it can be done at home, huh? Yeah, it should be jama'ah, inshallah. Should be jama'ah at the masjid.